title of this mini podcast is Mirror, Mirror. I woke up one morning with the word glue on my mind. I had to let the term set for a bit before I could appreciate the larger concept it adhered to. It struck me how glued we are to our thoughts, our positions, and actions, especially the ones not working for us. It's as though we have a sign glued to our back that says, "Kick me," but we can't see it and wonder why we're getting our ass kicked. Looking in the mirror is a great practice, but it dawned on me that we can't reflect on what we can't see. That's where the addition of another mirror comes in handy. A hand mirror, working in tandem with a larger one, gives you the ability to expand your view of you. Your hand mirror is the hidden part of you that reveals more than even the largest frontal mirror can reflect. Using it is how you find the glue that keeps things stuck to you. Where in life do you keep gumming up the works? If you don't know, be brave and ask a close friend or a family member, and they'll tell you. There is a repeating pattern that causes you to run the same sticky wicket with whomever you meet. You can't seem to help yourself. You get the same results time after time, even though you've made many adjustments to yourself in the big mirror. The way to never discover the back of your hair remains uncombed is to justify what you have been doing, even though it isn't working. That's called arguing for your limitations. It'll keep you in a sticky mess. So how do we get a more complete view so we can remove the glue? Recognize that you have a hand mirror, part of you that expands your view. The next step is to ask this part of you what to do. This request is best asked before going into a time of quiet reflection. Your request could be as simple as this: please reveal to me the part I can't see. Remember, you can only go to work on what you can see. If you're constantly sticking to your guns and your ever-present thought is this, "They don't get me," you're oblivious to the sign glued to your back that says, "Pee on me." The overarching reality is this: everyone gets you, but you. If you ever decide that you want to see what they're seeing so that you can make some real adjustments, get quiet and find your magic mirror. All the best, John.